Offensive lineman Dan Copeland, Logan Mankins, because we want you to break down the World Cup draw, you know, and see exactly who's playing who in South Africa next June.
You guys big soccer fans?
Huge.
No.
No?
Logan's not even going to try to pretend.
Only my daughter's team.
Exactly.
I was a big soccer fan today. We were watching the draw here, and Charlize Theron was hosting. And so I didn't have a problem looking at her for a few hours. So, but other than that, this is a foreign language to me. I really don't understand what pot one, pot two, pot three means.
Well, Tom Brady talked earlier in the week about turning the page and moving forward. Were you guys able to turn that page as quickly as you wanted to? Beginning on Wednesday, you had kind of an abbreviated time off because of the travel. Beginning on Wednesday, was the page turned and looking forward here?
Yeah, we don't have much of a choice, so we had to move on to Miami, and it's a big game for us and a big game for them, so we had to get focused this week, and they have a really good defense, so we needed to get ready for them.
What was your, I know you guys have moved on, but I got to take you back for just a second or two. What was your analysis of what happened in New Orleans? I mean, why it was just watching it from afar, it was a debacle to us as fans, but what did you see out there, Copeland, and what did you see?
Well, you may have to go back there, but you know, the good thing is we don't have to go back. So, we're moving on.
You're not going to answer my question? Is that?
Yeah. I'm going to respectfully decline.
Yeah, Miami is a good team.
God. Yeah, you got to leave it to me.
It's a tough week.
Because I got my offensive grades here. I studied the film and I graded you guys. And if you want to know how you graded out in the New Orleans game, just let me know. I'll give you your grades afterwards. But okay, we'll talk about Miami then. In Miami, I think Tom Brady's record is 3-4 in Miami. So you guys are in the Brady era. Why do you think you guys have been right around a 500 team in Miami since you've been in the league?
Well, I mean, they're a good team, and it's a tough place to play. You know, you go down there later in the year, it's a different climate, and, you know, we're used to the cold and stuff up here. So you got to acclimate yourself to that and get yourself in the best physical shape and, you know, with a lot of rest and fluids and get all that done. But, you know, it comes down to what happens on the field, and you know, we got a lot of respect for those guys and what they do down there and how they handle themselves. And anytime you play a tough team like Miami, you know, they're going to be tough games.
How much does a Monday night game in New Orleans or any place where you got to travel back disrupt the preparation week? I mean, Tuesday isn't a normal Tuesday. Wednesday even got pushed back a little bit because the coaches needed more time. How much does it disrupt what you had to do this week?
Yeah, it's a lot different. You're still sore at this point in the week. You're not fully recovered. So from a physical standpoint, it's a lot tougher, and a mental standpoint, because you lose your Wednesday, so you're having to make that up on Thursday, and everything just gets pushed back a day. So you're trying to cram as much in as you can into a one-day shorter week. So it makes it a lot tougher playing those Monday night games.
Copeland, you just alluded to the weather in Miami. What kind of preparations do you make for the weather when you guys are Patriots? And I know we had a nice day yesterday, and it's a decent day today, but you can't prepare for Miami weather in New England. How do you do it?
You know, I think the coaches do the best they can. We were in the bubble a couple of days, you know, jack the heat up a little bit and, you know, really get a good sweat. And, you know, we're in pads and stuff. So, you know, you really feel the heat in there. So, that's a good way to prepare yourself. But the main thing is rest and, you know, hydration. You know, you really got to be, you know, expecting it and mentally prepared to, you know, deal with it.
Tell me what concerns you about the Dolphins' defense. You've already seen them once this year. What are your concerns going into this game for their defense specifically?
Well, for us as linemen, it's their D-line. They have a good defensive line. Starks is probably the best pass rushing interior defensive line in the league right now. He's doing a great job. And you still got Joey Porter and Jason Taylor on the edge. So, and they're good against the run. So it's a big challenge for us across the board. And we're going to have to play good if we want to play good against him.
Do you expect Joey will be more vocal than he was the last time you met a few weeks ago?
If he makes a couple of plays, he will be. So hopefully we can hold him from making any sacks or anything so we don't have
you
to listen
to you do your job,
him.
You keep him shut up, in
yeah,
other words.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You guys buy into the December record of the Patriots. I mean, the stats are pretty clear. I mean, you guys recently have been a dominant team in December. Is that just a byproduct? Is just it could be November, it could be October, or is there something to playing football when the weather turns?
You know, I think there are bigger games in December. you know, you're trying to position yourself or, you know, try and get into the, you know, the playoffs. So they're obviously come down to it. They're bigger games than in September because then you got time to make them up. But, you know, there's really no time anymore. So as for what we've done in the past, you know, that really doesn't have any bearing on this team and what we're doing in the future. So, you know, we have to make a statement as the 2009 Patriots and trying to, you know, get some wins.
You guys have talked in the past about maintaining offensive balance, run and pass. But if I look around the National Football League, there isn't really much balance. I mean, the Jets might be the only team. They've actually run for more yards per game than they've thrown. It is a passing league. Mm-hmm. So when you say balance, it's a relative term, right? You still know and expect you've got to throw the ball more than you run it.
Yeah, it seems that way. Every week I think we've thrown it more than we've ran it. So it's just that's we got a good quarterback and good receivers, so we try to use them. And if we could stick some runs in there and get some positive yards with that, then we're going to do that too. So it's just that's how our team is built, and that's what we try to do.
It's kind of nice, I guess, from what I saw today. Pretty much everybody was back on the practice field. I think Brett Lockett was the only man on the 53-man roster not on the practice field. Fred Taylor returned to the practice field today as well. I mean, not only are you in December when the games are important, but it looks like you're starting to kind of get a whole roster available to you.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing. You know, you got to take care of your injuries and, you know, get guys back when you can, and hopefully, you know, you do that well enough where, you know, when you're making that stretch run, you have, you know, your team at full strength or as close to full strength as possible. But it's a tough physical season. It's a long season. So, you know, doing that is, you know, a tough challenge for anybody.
Okay, here's my weekly schedule test for you. Do you know who you play after Miami?
Carolina.
I don't know.
Am I right?
You must have you got family coming into town, don't you?
No.
That's how you always seem to know
there's
these
things.
There's
not that many.
I know who we play, but I don't know the order.
There's not many left.
Yeah, we are actually winding it down here. Hey, quickly before we let you go, Lawrence Maroney, was his running on Monday night as impressive when you were blocking for him as it appeared to me as a fan watching the game?
Yeah, he did a good job. He was he found the holes and he was running through there, and I wish we could have got him the ball more, but we were falling behind there, so I guess we had to throw it some more. But he was doing a good job, so I think we could have continued to run, but we didn't have a chance to.
That was the problem, I guess, with falling behind, and that balance we talked about. It's kind of tough to maintain
the
balance.
Sorry, I can't talk about it.
No. All right, well, never mind then.
No, you can't. I'm going to respectfully shut you down.
You're going to listen to them? Since when? Guys, it's good to see you again. We'll talk to you later.
You're in our house right now.
That's a good point. Dan Copen, local.